I'm there as she's rushed down the corridor of A&E. Her bloodied hands are hanging limp from the side of the hospital bed. She desperately needs a transfusion. She keeps asking for her fiancé. We turn the corner. And I'm here, finally, in the snack aisle. I pick up a selection of crisps before realising that I forgot the potatoes. Back to the fruit and veg aisle it is, then. As a blood donor, you can save someone's life while going about yours. Register at blood.co.uk.
Friday, December 29th, 2017, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a little bit of a dose of common sense. We are happy to have you with us today. Happy Friday to you. We made it through another week, and more important, we are this close to yet another holiday weekend. You know, I hope you're ready for 2018. More importantly, I hope that the first few hours of 2018 do not consist of you with your head in a toilet. That would be nice, right? Hey, first off, if you would like to contact us, and we would love to hear from you, hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. You know, we've got a lot to get to today. We have a ton, in fact, to get to on the show. Going to try to jam all this into 30 minutes. Not sure we're going to make that. We have some breaking news that we've got to get to. A few things coming out in the world of sports that we want to talk about. We have a 2017 year in review that we want to look at. Plus, we have to look forward to a huge weekend in sports. This weekend, one of the best weekends in sports. And we're going to have to touch on a few of the top games that you need to make sure you tune in for. And of course, we will have our final Daily Dose Top 5 of the year. Oh, it is a busy, busy Friday here at the Daily Dose. Couple things coming out in the world of sports. First off, it sounds like Las Vegas took a little bit of a bath on baseball this year. Apparently, the Houston Astros took about $11 million out of Las Vegas sportsbooks by winning the World Series this year. Nevada sportsbooks say they lost about $11.4 million on baseball in November, the largest baseball loss in 1 month for the state's regulated books, according to the Nevada Gaming Board. Hold on 1 second. $11 million? That's what they're saying they lost? They lost $11 million. And this is news. They're coming out and telling us we lost $11 million. That's the biggest loss for Vegas. Charles Barkley lost $11 million last night on like Turkish horse racing. I've got news for you. I don't feel bad for Vegas losing $11 million. That is literally, not figuratively, that is literally a drop in the bucket for Las Vegas. If they're saying $11 million, for one, baseball is one of the smallest sports to bet on. Lost $11 million? Yeah, not feeling bad for Vegas. Too bad for you. Hey, the Canadian Football League has approved former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel for a 2018 contract, the league announced on Thursday. Manziel's CFL rights are actually owned by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. One thing, real quick. Hamilton Tiger Cats sounds like the name of a team, your little kid's name. What should we name our team, guys? How about the Tigers? Yeah, that's pretty good. How about the Tiger Cats? Yeah, yay, and everybody cheers. Just a side note. Anyways, the Tiger Cats, 11-year-old team, worked him out in September. Thursday's announcement doesn't necessarily mean that Manziel will get a play in the CFL in 2018, but they'll do some more background work. They'll be investigating Manziel's domestic violence charge a little more, making sure he can pass the drug test, number of things. Here's the thing that I wonder. Before we do find out if he gets okay to play football in Canada, is Canada the best place for one Jonathan Football? Like, is the land of maple syrup and denim really the best place for Johnny Football to be? I'm not sure about that. I have this sneaking feeling. Just like, you know how you get that impending feeling of doom? I have this feeling we're going to be seeing Johnny Manziel on an episode of Trailer Park Boys sometime soon.
I'm kind of like the guy that looks out for all the kiddies in the park. Otherwise, there'll be nobody to take care of them.
Not sure that's the best fit. Hey, we have a lot to get to on today's Daily Dose. We need to get to our 2017 year in review. It was a record-breaking year in sports, and we will have some of those best highlights when we get back.
Hey, baby. Who am I?
This.
Say, Mama.
Daddy.
Alexa,
play the Ting Tings. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not my name. That's not my 40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel anytime.
Okay, so was 2017 a good year? Well, it certainly wasn't sports. I mean, we saw records falling in the world of sports right and left. Whether it was the result of better training, maybe it's better coaching right now, or maybe we just have better drug masking agents. I don't know what it was, but 2017 saw some serious record book rewriting going on. Let's start back in January. The Clemson Tigers pulled off one of the biggest upsets of the year by beating the Alabama Crimson Tide, who is actually a 6.5-point favorite in the college football national championship game. Of course, we remember quarterback Deshaun Watson threw for 420 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Tigers beat Alabama 45-40 on this touchdown pass with just 1 second remaining on the clock.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfrow, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Also in January, Serena Williams set the Open era record with a 23rd Grand Slam title by winning the Australian Open. But she did it at 35 years of age. Oh, and one more slight thing. She did it while she was 8 weeks pregnant.
What?
Yeah, big ups to Serena Williams. Pretty good 2017 for her, wasn't it? Moving on to February. Of course, we remember the New England Patriots came from 25 points down in Super Bowl 51 to beat the Atlanta Falcons and win the fifth championship in Patriots history.
Now second and goal.
3-19!
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
Tom Brady proved once and for all that he is without a doubt the greatest quarterback in NFL history. I mean, except for like Eli Manning. And then we move forward to March. And in March, of course, we have March Madness. One of the interesting stories this year in 2017, we saw the Connecticut Huskies women's basketball team put up an incredible 111-game win streak, but it came to an end in March. That streak ran from November 2014 to March 2017. I mean, that's incredible what Connecticut was able to do. But it did end with an overtime buzzer beater from Mississippi State's Morgan William. You can hear that right here.
Dillingham across midcourt. Dillingham with it. 5 to get off a shot. William on the drive. Pull up, pull up. Got it! She got it! She got it!
So we move on to April. And in April, we saw Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook rack up his 42nd triple-double in a single season. Of course, he was named the league MVP. Sure, the Thunder got knocked out of the NBA playoffs in the first round, but that's an incredible, incredible season for Russell Westbrook and a record-breaking one. Again, more records just falling in 2017. In May, we saw race car driver Takuma Sato become the first Asian driver to win the Indianapolis 500, holding off Helio Castroneves and Ed Jones in the final lap to get the win.
Castroneves tries to close. Sato tries to defend. Two corners until the checkered flag.
Still clear by two.
The one that got away comes back to him. Checkered flag is in the air. And the 101st Indianapolis 500 is won by Takuma Sato.
Pretty exciting race back in May at the Indy 500. Moving forward to June, of course, the big news in June, newly acquired free agent superstar Kevin Durant brought the NBA Finals trophy back to the Bay Area as he outdueled LeBron James and helped the Golden State Warriors win the title in just 5 games. Kevin Durant averaged 35 points a game and was named Finals MVP.
Curry, 3, bang! There it is, redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete.
Moving on to July. literally nothing happened in July in sports. Like, not really one thing. Oh, I'm sure LeVar Ball said something stupid. Or Stephen A. Smith said Tom Brady and LeBron James are like the greatest human beings in the history of ever, or something like that. I think Michael Phelps might have raced a shark. And when I say raced a shark, I mean he didn't really race a shark. I mean, I guess he raced a shark. But he raced a shark in like the same way that I dated Salma Hayek when I watched one of her movies on TV. I don't know. July, nothing really happened in July. I tried to sleep through most of July. Remind me, by the way, as we move forward into the spring and into the summer, to just take most of the month of July off this next year, because nothing happens in July. Okay, moving on to August. The circus came to Las Vegas in August as Floyd Mayweather continued his reign, well, his reign of fighting fighters that have no statistical chance whatsoever of beating him. You know, everyone got all excited for this fight against MMA fighter Conor McGregor. And people were saying, you know, what if Conor catches him? What if Conor just catches him? Yet Conor couldn't catch Peyton Manning in a 50-yard dash on this night. And the saps who actually paid for this fight tried to spin the old, whoa, still a really good fight. But it wasn't, because the fight was never in doubt in any way whatsoever. And we all know it. And then Mayweather and McGregor laughed at the buyers of this fight and rolled around in their giant piles of money, shrieking like little preschool girls with pigtails. I can't believe they bought it. They actually paid for it. I can't believe they paid for it. That happened in August. In September, we actually got to see a real fight. And a real fight that had everything. We saw a real fight in September between Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. And I mean, when I say a real fight, I mean actual high-stakes drama action. Big hits. Strategy. The sweet science. And I mean, what would a great modern-day fight be without a really bizarre controversial decision? I'm telling you, we got it all in September on this fight. September also saw a huge spike in National Football League players taking a knee in support of Colin Kaepernick. Or against Donald Trump. Or in support of the First Amendment. Or against the police. Honestly, I'm not really sure what the knee was for anymore. I guess it depends on who you listen to and what they would like their story to be. Maybe that will kind of clear things up, because I kind of lost track of what it was. One thing, never forget this. Colin Kaepernick said he was going to stand up this season. I know everyone else kneeled on his behalf. He actually said he was going to stand. Just lobbing that out there for you guys to think about. In October, the month of Halloween saw the United States fail to qualify for the World Cup in soccer for the first time since 1986 after they lost 2-1 to Trinidad and Tobago. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, Daily Dose listener. Well, they have both Trinidad and Tobago. Of course they won. That's two countries to our one. It turns out, not actually how that all works, because it turns out that Trinidad and Tobago only have like 1 million citizens total. I mean, when you think about that, the United States has what? Right around 325 million people? Trinidad and Tobago beat us with only about 1 million citizens? Like, that's a huge upset. Then again, here in the United States, we don't even have 1 million people that care about soccer. Maybe it's not as big of an upset as we think it is. Also, I do have to mention that Peru qualified for the World Cup for the first time since 1982. Yes. Yes, go Peru. Big ups to Peru, because they actually care about soccer in Peru. Hey, I'm telling you right now. I'm calling it right now. I am cheering for Peru this summer in the World Cup. No idea how they'll do. Don't even care. I'm cheering for Peru. They actually care about soccer. Moving on to November. Of course, Major League Baseball took center stage in November as baseball players were crushing the ball at an all-time rate. They blasted even more home runs than back in the steroid era this last year. And Major League Baseball told us, forget the steroid era. This is all natural. That's what they told us. Well, yes, aside from the balls and the bats and the players being juiced to their eyeballs, it's completely natural. You know, next thing they're going to be telling us, Major League Baseball doesn't need a salary cap. Yeah, I'm not buying that either. Of course, the Houston Astros also did manage to win the World Series in November, like we talked about earlier. Cost Vegas a bunch of money as they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers, proving once again that one sure way to win a title is to have a disaster. Like, I'm not hoping for a disaster for anyone. I'm not saying I want a disaster for a certain city. I'm just saying we've seen it a few times now. Have a disaster, win a title. I don't know how it works. But remember, we called this one back in like August that it was coming. So what has happened in December of 2017? Like, what notable thing? When we think back, December 2017, what notable thing has happened? I'm trying to think. Like, the entire Russian Olympic team got banned for doping. So, I mean, I guess there's that. A few NFL games we had there. Some NBA games. Celtics started good, kind of fading. Houston is playing good, kind of fading. College football playoff was announced. For the first time, we had, you know, two teams from the same conference get in. I guess there's that. Some very average bowl games. Yeah, not a whole lot from December of 2017, is there? I don't know. What's the biggest sports story to come out of the month of December 2017? Oh, yeah! The Daily Dose switched to a daily show in December.
You wanted the best! You got the best!
I would say that has to be the biggest sports story to come out of December 2017. Hey, you know, we do this every week. We take a look at some of the upcoming events over the weekend. Because like I've told you, you have a lot to do. We try to keep you up on the best things to tune in for. You've got jobs to work and spouses to deal with and kids to chase around or whatever it might be. So we try to do some of the, you know, heavy lifting for you. I'm telling you right now, though, this weekend is packed. Like one of the biggest weekends of the year for sports. So I'm only going to bring you the biggest and the best. Like, don't sit there and expect me to be bringing up some nonsense soccer game or hockey game. Like, I'm bringing you the biggest and the best. Also, don't forget Monday is New Year's Day, so we will go clear through Monday again. And remember, all times given are Mountain Standard Time, so adjust as needed. Okay, starting today at 11 a.m., I know it's kind of weird, I'm not sure if you're off work or whatever, but on Friday, 11 a.m., we have in college hoops, unranked Louisville versus number 16 Kentucky. Now, you might be looking at that saying, why would I watch Louisville? They're not even ranked because they can't play in the postseason. But Louisville is a very, very talented team. And don't forget, this is still a huge grudge match, despite the fact that Louisville has, you know, all their internal problems. This one might actually be worth your time to watch, if nothing else, to see the signs that Kentucky fans are going to have about Rick Pitino. Do you see what I'm saying? Friday at 11 a.m., Louisville versus Kentucky. That might be worth your time. At 6 p.m. tonight, we have another college basketball game. Number 11, Kansas, goes to Texas. Now, Kansas, we know, is loaded. Seems like year after year, Bill Self has a team that is just very, very good. This year is no exception. But Texas is starting to get better, and we know Shaka Smart is going to coach Texas up. They're going to make a stand against the Jayhawks. I don't know if they can truly compete with them, but at Texas, they should be tough. The Longhorns have won three in a row. Again, might be worth your time. We've got a pretty good college bowl game on Friday night. At 6:30 p.m., the Cotton Bowl featuring number 8 USC versus number 5 Ohio State. Hey, these are two of the most talented teams, but they each had dreams of playing in the college football playoff. Obviously, that came up short. These two playing each other, who's motivated? If they're both motivated, this could be a phenomenal game. Buckeyes quarterback JT Barrett playing in his final game. USC quarterback Sam Darnold could be in his final game. This might be very, very good TV on a Friday night. Okay, moving forward to Saturday. Remember, no NFL games this week, but we do have some more good bowl games and some decent college basketball to watch. Here's one I really do think is worth watching. At noon, number 12 Oklahoma versus number 10 TCU. We've talked about these two teams a little bit before. The Horned Frogs can score some serious points, and the Sooners have one of the best players in the country in Trae Young. Hey, for early season college hoops, before we get to March Madness and before we get to tournaments and all that kind of stuff, Oklahoma versus TCU, this is must-see TV for college hoops. Okay, let's get on to some bowl games. At 2 p.m., we have the Fiesta Bowl featuring number 11 Washington versus number 9 Penn State. I know that people are big on Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen and maybe even a little bit on Baker Mayfield. I understand all those, but I really like Penn State quarterback Trace McSorley. And I know he's not always pretty, but he's kind of got that whole gutty, gritty toughness thing going. And, you know, he's more athletic than people think. Running back Saquon Barkley, he hasn't announced whether or not he's going to the NFL. I think he will, and I think he should. But he's going to be a first-round pick if he does. And then on the other side with Washington, Jake Browning, extremely talented. He's got a pretty good offensive line in front of him. This might be one of the better non-playoff matchups of the bowl season. Washington versus Penn State at 2 p.m. on Saturday. At 6 p.m., we have the Orange Bowl with number 6 Wisconsin and number 10 Miami. Wisconsin is going to be looking to run the ball down the Hurricanes' throat. Of course, they have running back Jonathan Taylor and a pretty good offensive line. Miami is basically just playing a home game in the Orange Bowl, and they will be looking to do what they do, cause turnovers, make big plays, drag that turnover chain out, and parade it around in front of the TV cameras. Hey, we know Wisconsin has turned it over at times this year. Don't let the Canes break out the chain on you. You do not want any of that. Not a bad Saturday. Pretty solid. Okay, let's move up to Sunday, which is New Year's Eve. You know, we talked about it earlier this week. I'm going to give you the NFL games on Sunday that actually have some meaning. Remember, there's no Sunday night game this week, and there's no Monday night game either this week in the NFL. All the games are late, though, that are worth watching. At 2:25, you have Carolina versus Atlanta. Hey, if the Atlanta Falcons win, they are in. If they lose, and the Seattle Seahawks win their game against Arizona, they knock the Falcons out. So Carolina versus Atlanta, not bad. Also at 2:25, the Jacksonville Jaguars go to Tennessee to face the Titans. The Titans have to win to try to make the postseason. Lose, and they have to hope the Bills, Ravens, and Chargers all lose, or they can just take care of business themselves and try to beat Jacksonville. Also at 2:25, the Los Angeles Rams go to San Francisco. The Rams could clinch the 3 seed in the NFC with a win. They could drop to the 4 seed if they lose. That's a chance that you kind of got to take. Is it worth the 3 or the 4 to play everybody? Do you want to rest people and say, hey, we don't care if we get the 4 or not? Interesting game. Another late game, the Buffalo Bills go to Miami. The Bills are trying to make the playoffs for the first time since 1999. A win, plus they need some help from the Ravens, the Titans, or the Chargers. Buffalo playing for their playoff lives against Miami. And then the last game that I'm going to throw out there, the Los Angeles Chargers are still in the hunt. They host the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. If they get a win and the Tennessee Titans were to lose to Jacksonville, the Chargers could sneak back into the playoffs. Now, I'll give you a couple other games that are out there. Arizona at Seattle has playoff implications. New Orleans at Tampa has playoff implications. And Cincinnati at Baltimore. They all do. But I wouldn't watch any of those games. To just be completely honest with you, I wouldn't watch those games. Those other ones, they're okay. Not a great weekend in the NFL. Okay. So we make it to Monday. Hopefully you've got the day off. You wake up New Year's Day morning. You climb out of, I don't know, maybe that stranger's bed. You find some clothes to put on. You go to the bathroom. You wash the vomit out of your hair. No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. That lampshade already had puke in it, right? Pick up a greasy pizza on your way home and settle in for a long day in front of the TV because we have some good stuff for you. At 10:30 a.m., we have the Peach Bowl with number 12 Central Florida and number 7 Auburn. Remember, Auburn has never seen speed like what UCF has. Well, according to that Central Florida running back. It's going to be very interesting to see how motivated Auburn is to play this game. We could have a Boise State, Oklahoma thing kind of brewing here. Or we could have Auburn just come out and just beat UCF up and down that field. I don't know. Might be worth your time. Also, at 11 a.m., we have the Citrus Bowl. Number 14, Notre Dame versus number 17, LSU. You know, Notre Dame started slow, kind of got rolling before they lost to Miami. LSU started slow. Remember, they lost to Troy and to Mississippi State, but then LSU has won 6 of their last 7. That's a solid morning game, the Citrus Bowl at 11 a.m. At 3 p.m., it gets started. 3 p.m., the Rose Bowl. Number 3, Georgia versus number 2, Oklahoma. We have the Georgia running game versus the Oklahoma defense. Is the Oklahoma defense any good? I really don't know. I'm not just asking. I have no idea. It's hard to tell. You know, they're the only team in the playoff without one of the top-ranked defenses. But they do also see some really, really good offenses throughout the year. Can they stop the Georgia running game? Because if they struggle to do that, Georgia is going to use that running game as a defense against Baker Mayfield and keep him on the sideline. Now, the Georgia defense is going to have their hands full with the Sooners offense. And while they are very good against the pass, they haven't seen an offense like this. They haven't seen an offense like what Baker Mayfield runs, where he spreads the ball all over the place. Now, here is the one key that I want to watch in the Rose Bowl. I think the Oklahoma Sooners running game is far better than people think it is. I know Georgia is good against the pass, but if Oklahoma is able to run the ball, and they've done it all year, It's going to change everything. If I was making a pick, I like Oklahoma in a close one. And then we have our final game of the night, our final game of the New Year's weekend. We have the Sugar Bowl at 6:45 p.m., number 4 Alabama versus number 1 Clemson. You've got Tigers versus Crimson Tide. You've got Nick Saban versus Dabo Sweeney. You've got Kelly Bryant versus Jalen Hurts. And you have two very, very tough defenses. Now, I think the Sugar Bowl comes down to one thing. Which one of these quarterbacks can actually have some success throwing the ball down the field? Both of these teams and both of these quarterbacks, very good at running the ball. But they have struggled at times stretching the field. And here's the thing. I expect both of these defenses to take away the short stuff, to take away the sideline stuff, and to stack the box and say, hey, if you can beat us deep, beat us. We don't think you can do it. Can either Kelly Bryant or Jalen Hurts sneak a couple of passes down the field into some creases and make a few big plays? If they do, I think that's who wins this game. I would take Alabama in a close one, but it should be a really, really fun weekend of sports. Hey, coming back, we have to get to our final Daily Dose Top 5 of the year, and here is a question that I have for you. Can you think about this just a little? How could the year 2017 maybe have been just a little bit better?
Say mama. Daddy. Alexa, play the Ting Tings.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel anytime.
Hey, just a quick reminder to make sure that you do any of that post-holiday shopping that you might want to do over at lootcrate.com/Daily Dose, where they have the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. January's Loot Crate theme, it's called Discover, and it features items from Rick and Morty, X-Files, Harry Potter, and Westworld. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure to enter Daily Dose in the coupon box. We will get you 10% off of your order. So head over to Loot Crate. They've got a ton of other stuff. If you aren't interested in that January loot theme, make sure you head over there because they've got just about any franchise you can think of at lootcrate.com. Okay, like we do every single week, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. You know, 2017 wasn't a bad year, was it? It was okay. But not everything has been, perfect. Not everything has been supermodels feeding me grapes in a hammock on the beach, you know what I mean? There were a few things, at least in my eyes, that could have been improved a little bit. So today, on our final Daily Dose Top 5 of the year, we are going to count down the top 5 ways 2017 could have been just a little bit better. I'm not asking for a whole lot, but maybe just a little bit better, at least for me. Number 5 on our list.
5.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. The New England Patriots came from 25 down to beat the Atlanta Falcons. It was 28-10 at one point in Super Bowl 51. And somehow, the Patriots came back, and all the Patriots fans, they can't stop talking about everybody still saying it. 28-10. What I'm saying, 2017 might have been a little bit better. What if the Atlanta Falcons had been up 29-10? You see? It might have completely changed our year. That was clear back in February. It might have changed everything if they had just been up 29-10. Maybe that would have been the difference that they needed. They needed something. They didn't get it done. That's number 5 on our list. Moving on to number 4. Trying to think what would have made 2017 a little bit better for me. One way I think I definitely would have started. A lot less staring at solar eclipses that only come once a century. For me, just frying my retinas, not worth it. Note to self, in another 100 years or whenever that thing comes around again, go get the goggles or the glasses or whatever it is, because that certainly was not good for 2017. Would have been a lot better had I not been legally blind. Just throwing that out there. Number 3 on our list of ways 2017 could have been a little bit better. Maybe if Donald Trump returned to his role from Home Alone 2, where he just appears for 10 seconds and tells us where the lobby is.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Now, you hear that. Didn't that sound like a more sensible guy? Didn't that seem like a much nicer person? I'm just saying, Donald Trump, going back to his role in Home Alone 2, probably would have made 2017 a little bit better, wouldn't it? Just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there. We just have ideas. We just need someone to listen. Moving on to number two. The number two way that 2017 could have been a little bit better. You know, this one's on me. I'll take the blame on this one. Probably should have stopped all of those prank phone calls to Kim Jong-un. Like, dude, clearly can't take a joke. He's threatening everybody. He's shooting his missiles all over the place. You know what? That's my bad. That's my bad. We'll take that here at the Daily Dose. I thought it'd be funny. I thought he'd laugh. He didn't think it was all that funny. I don't know. Dude doesn't have a sense of humor. And the number one way that 2017 could have been just a little bit better. Four words. Daily Dose Top 6. Hey, it is Friday. And not only is it Friday, it is another Friday before a holiday weekend. Hey, I want to thank all of you for listening to the Daily Dose in 2017. I hope you're enjoying it. And if you aren't enjoying it, then you better drop me a line and say, why not? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for reaching out. The texts, the emails, everything. I appreciate you guys reaching out. Thank you so much for sharing the show. It is genuinely appreciated. Remember, no show on Monday, but we will be back on Tuesday and wrap up another short week, but one that will have a ton to discuss. Hey, have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. From the Daily Dose to all of you, we wish you a very safe and happy new year. See you all in 2018.
So, big news, you're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memos.
40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel anytime.